With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says it's another example of the lack of respect foreign leaders afford President Biden. Mr. Trump pointing to the Mexican president's demand for $20 billion a year in U.S. taxpayer money for Latin America and the Caribbean, ostensibly to address the root causes of illegal immigration. Recovery from the disastrous collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge is proceeding on multiple tracks, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. He says that while the cleanup is underway, so too is the investigation.
There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The governor on Fox News Sunday.
As crews work to clear the wreckage from a Baltimore bridge collapse, authorities report another bridge accident this weekend in Oklahoma. Police say a barge on the Arkansas River south of Sallisaw, Oklahoma, struck a highway bridge on U.S. Highway 59. Traffic was halted for several hours as inspectors checked for possible damage.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the bridge was declared safe, traffic resumed, and no one was hurt. Traffic is moving only intermittently after a stretch of California's Scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. Also at SRNNews.com, after 2 weeks, Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital, saying 200 terrorists were killed, hundreds more detained. The IDF says senior Hamas operatives are among the dead, while many weapons and valuable intelligence were seized. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. Right now, the Dow futures are up 110 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 87. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that roughly 25% of the population is facing hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are regularly carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Weekend bloodshed in Ecuador, which has seen a rising tide of violence in recent months.
A government spokesman says gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city neighborhood Saturday night, killing eight and wounding eight more. It's the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. Police say armed men drove up, opened fire on a large group of people, then drove away. No one claiming responsibility. Ecuador was once considered a bastion of peace in Latin America, but in recent years has seen a surge in violent attacks. Jason Walker reporting.
It happened during Easter Sunday brunch. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was crowded when two men started arguing and shots rang out. One man was killed, five other people injured. The suspect escaped, but police say they know who they're looking for, a 46-year-old man who police say has a criminal record. More details at SRNNews.com.